Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. The quarantine on county-to-county movement of ash wood products within the state has been lifted. There's still a quarantine on these products moving into other states without known infestations of the emerald ash borer. That said, it's still smart, says UK Extension entomologist Lee Townsend, to take precautions.
Even though we can move firewood freely around within Kentucky, the lifting of the quarantine doesn't mean that the insect is in every county, and we can do a lot to slow that spread just by burning local firewood when we go camping and recreating.
The emerald ash borer is now known to be in 35 Kentucky counties.
If you don't live in one of those counties, there's no reason for you to begin insecticide treatments to protect your ash trees.
We'll provide the address in a minute, but checking the UK website on the insect's movement could save you money, avoiding applications where they're not needed, and saving trees where spraying would help.
One of the things we can do is over-treat or treat to protect trees when it's not necessary, and our emerald ash borer webpage will help you determine whether you need to be protecting your trees or not.
We'll have more in a minute. We'll be right back.
At Farm Credit MidAmerica, we know that borrowing to build your dream home isn't always as easy as it should be. With a Farm Credit construction loan, you can build your home, then live in it, all with the same loan. To learn more about how Farm Credit can simplify your rural home construction, call 855-605-9346 or visit e-farmcredit.com. Farm Credit MidAmerica is an equal housing lender.
As citizens and homeowners, says UK entomologist Lee Townsend, we can still do our part in limiting the spread and extent of damage from the emerald ash borer. The first step is knowing if you live in a county with a known infestation already.
Use your search engine and just put in EAB, the letters EAB and Kentucky, and that will take you to it.
In some situations, treating your trees can be effective.
Very practical for homeowners to treat smaller trees in the neighborhood of 15 inches in diameter or smaller. You can buy products at your local gardening supply or retailer and protect your trees. You have to do it every year, and this is the ideal time to make an application. For large trees or special circumstances, there are commercial arborists and certified applicators that can treat large trees for you.
So to help, check that search engine at EAB Kentucky and use local firewood only. And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.